USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our one China policy has not changed.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to reporters on Monday. This after President Biden made a remark in Japan saying the United States would honor their commitment to defend Taiwan. Any perceived threat of U.S. military involvement in Taiwan would make Beijing mad, which considers the independent territory to be part of China. The Supreme Court says state prisoners can't present new evidence to claim they had ineffective counsel. That will make it harder for inmates to prove the case in post-conviction proceedings. It's a major blow to two death row inmates who said they had claims their state lawyers failed to pursue. Justice Clarence Thomas writing that allowing the claims causes unnecessary delays. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Gas prices and rising inflation are causing pain for Americans.
Inflation continues to attack every American wallet. Industry experts at the Lundberg Survey said the average U.S. price of regular gray gasoline spiked 33 cents over the past 2 weeks to $4.71 per gallon. Nationwide, the highest average price for regular gray gasoline is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $6.20 per gallon. The lowest price is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at $3.92 per gallon. Also, the average price of diesel rose 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to $5.66 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new COVID vaccine could be approved and available for rollout this fall and winter. The FDA's Dr. Peter Marks telling ABC News decisions are expected in early July. Some federal health officials are predicting another rough surge in the colder months. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The White House says they are working to ensure that baby formula is available to all families, but don't currently have a timeline for when the shortage will be over. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says that his constituents are upset.
We know that Abbott had to start signaling this 3 months ago. FDA could have had everything lined up in order to have things here when kind of things hit the fan, and they didn't. So there's either incompetence or just kind of a lack of oversight, or the perception is they just don't care.
On Sunday, the military imported the first shipment of formula from Europe. The shortage is partly caused by the shutdown of a manufacturing plant run by Abbott Laboratories in Michigan. Abbott recently apologized and pledged to reopen their facility in the beginning of June. However, formula manufactured in June might not reach shelves until August. Multiple wildfires are raging across the United States, with many in the Southwest. Firefighters are battling five large blazes in New Mexico. The biggest, the Hermit's Peak, is now 40% contained. It has charred over 300,000 acres of land, making it the biggest fire in New Mexico's history. Colorado, New Hampshire, Nebraska, and Mississippi are all being affected by at least one large fire. The NBA playoffs continue tonight with the Boston Celtics hosting the Miami Heat. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.